Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. We're presented by Prize Picks. It is your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we're brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members, and you should be the next to join. I've been playing Prize Picks for nearly a decade because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on all the action while watching your favorite sports and your favorite players. All you're doing is picking more or less on two or more player stats, and you're watching the winnings roll in. We have been on a roll ourselves, giving you some Braves Prize Picks, a power play each and every day on Twitter at Real Matt Lanta. Braves back in action tonight against the Red Sox. It might be a slump buster night, maybe some Matt Olson, some Austin Riley, some Ronald Acuna. Follow at Real Matt Lanta. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, when you download the Prize Picks app for a $100 match on Prize Picks. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100 with Prize Picks. All right, here's what's coming up on a very busy show. It's all a part of our Ducks Dugout lineup, brought to you by Ducks Dugout. It is reality check time for some spoiled Braves fans. We'll talk about that as the Braves back in action tonight at home against the Red Sox for the first of two. Plus, the Falcons were given two gifts by the NFL and still did nothing with them last season. And I think they're going to regret that coming up. Plus, Georgia could add another number one to this historical list. I think it is history in the making if it happens. We'll talk about that coming up. But I want you guys to make sure you're checking out what Ducks Dugout has going on. If you don't know Ducks Dugout, it's one of the largest memorabilia showrooms in the nation. It's one of those you have to see to believe. It's got 8,000 square feet of awesomeness in their showroom. Rare and exclusive items. A staff right there on hand with 20 years experience to help answer any questions you have about sports cards, about prints, about memorabilia, jersey sales, any of it and all of it. Plus, Braves fan favorite Jesse Chavez has a signing coming up at Ducks Dugout Saturday, May 18th. We'll give you more details as the days approach. It'll be here before you know it. Jesse Chavez, autograph signing, Ducks Dugout, Saturday, May 18th. Make sure you check it out at 2800 Canton Road in Marietta or online at ducksdugout.com. So as I said, the Braves are back in action tonight against the Red Sox for a quick two-game series, game one tonight, with Ronaldo Lopez getting the ball for the Braves. He comes in at 2-1, a sparkling 1.50 ERA, 31 strikeouts, 10 walks in his five starts. He's been outstanding. Tomorrow night, the Braves will send Chris Sale, so you get the two guys who have been as good as anybody in this rotation, and for Sale, it'll be an opportunity to face his old team. Now, the Braves are trying to get that bad taste out of their mouth of what happened on the West Coast and get back on the winning track. After a 1-5 road trip, including an ugly weekend sweep at the hands of the Dodgers, the Braves will try to reset starting tonight. Now, even with that road trip and the struggles they've had, the Braves are 20-12 after 32 games. And again, we all agree they haven't played very well, right? 32 games in there, 20-12. To give you a little idea, a year ago they were 22-10, so they're right about on the exact same pace. And speaking of pace, you do realize they're on a 100-win pace. And it's not as if they've had a cupcake schedule. They just were in L.A. against the Dodgers. They played the Phillies on the road. They've hosted the Rangers, hosted the Guardians, played the Diamondbacks, had to play a good Seattle Mariners team. So they've had their share of tests so far in the regular season. Now, the schedule turns for them. They will play 16 of their next 25 games at home. They should get Sean Murphy back sooner rather than later. And I keep saying it, and we all do, Sean Murphy is going to make a difference. But Ronald Acuna, Matt Olson, and Austin Riley will get right. They've been hitting the ball better. They'll start to get results, and when that happens, it'll look more like the Braves lineup we're accustomed to. Plus, this team has been pitching really well. You know, Max made two bad pitches, gave up two home runs against the Dodgers, but on the whole, pitched seven good innings against the Dodgers. Between Max, Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, and Charlie Morton, the Braves have no worries when it comes to trying to get consistent starting pitching, even with a question in the fifth spot in the rotation. So I would tell everybody to take a deep breath. It'll be fine. This team is fantastic. They're still going to win the division. They're going to go through another one of these later in the season. They might go through a couple of them. It's totally normal over a $1.62. Just part of baseball. Every time they have one of these, they bounce back. Does that mean they'll win 7 of 10? Does that mean they'll win 6 in a row? Does that mean they'll win 12 of 15? Probably. That's what they've shown you since 2018, and I have no reason to think it won't happen again. Braves-Red Sox tonight, game one of their quick two-game series. All right, I want to talk about the Falcons, who were given two gifts by the NFL a year ago and did nothing with them. I think that's going to change coming up this season. We'll talk about it in a moment, but first, I want to make sure you guys are prepared for the hot summer months. Temps right now are already creeping into the 80s, which means you're getting a taste of what the spring turning into summer is going to feel like. When I talk about summer months, right, we're thinking July, August, when the temps are in the mid-90s, humidity's through the roof, and that's when you're going to care about something like your home's insulation. You don't think about insulation, right? It's not exactly a fun thing to think about, but when those temps are through the roof and you're pumping out the AC, the last thing you want is that AC escaping your home. Well, let USA Insulation do what they did for me. Come out to your home, they'll do a free inspection, give you a free consultation, and explain to you exactly what you need if it's time to get the insulation taken care of. USA Insulation is a wonderful local company who is the only ones that can offer USA premium injection foam into their walls, into your existing walls, that is, to make sure you're keeping all that cool air for those hot summer months inside your home. And right now at USA Insulation, they're offering our Daily 10 listeners 0% financing for 72 months, meaning you will not pay a dollar of interest for 6 years. Don't wait till they're slammed. You can't get them out to your home. Go to usainsulation.net. Get that free consultation, free inspection on the books now at USA Insulation. All right, let's talk about the Falcons. And I thought the schedule might be released this week in the NFL, but it sounds like maybe it could be pushed to next week. Either way, whenever it comes out, one thing is for certain. The Falcons might not be given the same gifts they received a year ago. Remember, last season, the NFL gifted the Falcons an opening Sunday game against a rookie quarterback in his first start. That was Carolina and Bryce Young. The NFL gifted them a Week 2 matchup against Jordan Love and the Packers. That was well before Jordan Love got comfortable. He was a very different quarterback at the end of the season. This time around, I don't know what the schedule is going to look like at the beginning, but here's what I do know. The Falcons won two close games to start out 2-0 a year ago, and it felt like, well, they're in a great position now to make a run for the playoffs, except they went 5-10 the rest of the way. They wasted those two gifts that the NFL gave them of a rookie quarterback in his first start on the road and Jordan Love before he really got comfortable. This is the same Falcon team that wasted opportunities when the league had that schedule on a tee for them a year ago. Home games where they lost to Sam Howell, Joshua Dobbs, who came off the bench, Will Levis in his first start in the NFL, a rusty Kyler Murray. They lost to Bryce Young, who only won two games. Now the Falcons, who knows, there's a chance they start on the road. But the good news is the options to start on the road, they should be manageable, right? There's a chance the Falcons open at Minnesota or Washington, Denver or at Vegas, all teams who are in transition at quarterback. There is an opportunity maybe for them to start in division on the road at Tampa or New Orleans, which could be difficult. They could start at home, but that could mean if you're not playing somebody in the division, you could be home with Kansas City against Patrick Mahomes. You could be home against Dak Prescott in Dallas. The Chargers with Justin Herbert and their new head coach, Jim Harbaugh. This is a very different looking schedule for the Falcons. A year ago, that was on a tee. There's no reason that team should not have won 9 or 10 games. And you can point to the quarterback inconsistencies, head coaching decisions, all those things. But when the NFL gives you gifts like that, you don't take advantage, you kick yourself for a while. I don't know what the schedule is going to look like, but what if in some scenario the Falcons were to open on the road and they were to play Tampa in week one, and then the league said in week two you're going to go to Washington, or you're going to go out west and play Vegas or Denver? That's a heck of a difficult start, even with Kirk Cousins, to play those type of games on the road. It'll be interesting to see. It always is to see the layout of a schedule. But I can't imagine the layout, the way it was a year ago, that was put on a tee for you, and the Falcons missed the opportunity. We shall see whether it's this Thursday, the 9th, or the following Thursday, what the layout of that schedule looks like, and if the Falcons are going to have a very different beginning to their season than they had a year ago. All right, coming up, we'll talk about Georgia, who could add another number one to this historical list. At least I think it's historical. I can't come up with any other examples. I'll share it with you guys coming up in a moment. But first, I want to talk to you about something so important you got to take care of, and that's your home insurance and your car insurance. If you own a home, well, you got to have home insurance. You own a car, you've got to have auto insurance. That's where I turn to my buddies at the Rhodes Group. That's Clayton Rhodes and his great team, who have taken care of my home and car insurance and getting me and my family the best rates, best coverage, best policy, and they've done it for a long time. How do they do it? Well, as rates continue to rise faster than ever, it's so important that they do for you what they've done for me, and that's shop your rates. Their job is to shop all those rates, and they know everything to look for, not skipping any steps, and making sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. With everything in this world being so expensive, it's so critical that you take advantage of opportunities to save money where you can. The Rhodes Group will do that by getting you at least 10 home and car insurance quotes in just 10 minutes. Maybe they'll get you 15 or 20, but they'll get you at minimum those 10 quotes. Log on to the website. It's rhodes-group.com/churnoff. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. rhodes-group.com/churnoff, or you can get the quotes done over the phone by calling 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. So look up at the schedule tonight. It's a Tuesday night, and around the sports world, that's going to be a very busy night. Braves Red Sox are going. If you're not going down to Truist Park, you want to have an option to watch that, but also keep up with the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs. All the action on all the big screens can be yours to enjoy at the Daily Draft. That's downtown Woodstock, right there on Main Street, in the heart of all the bars, restaurants, nightlife. You guys have to check out the best sports bar in the burbs. If you live in Woodstock, you know it. But if you live in Roswell, you're not far, or Milton or Alpharetta, same thing from Canton or Kennesaw, and what you're going to find, two stories of sports awesomeness with the best and biggest big screen in the burbs, not to mention a craft beer bar right there. Self-serve taps along the beer wall. They'll give you an on-demand card to grab the drink you want when you want. And, of course, you're going to get the best wait staff, best service, and the best everything at that Daily Draft. Tuesday night, tonight's the night to check out the Daily Draft, downtown Woodstock on Main Street. So I want to give proper credit to where I saw this note, and it's a great Twitter name. This is from Vern Funquist. That's a winner. On Twitter, who wrote this. If Georgia baseball star Charlie Condon goes number one overall in the June baseball draft, Georgia will have had a number one pick in baseball, NBA, and the NFL drafts all in the last 5 years. And he writes, sheesh, fun word. And I thought about it and said, you know what? He's right. Way to go, Vern Funquist. Trayvon Walker did go number one to the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2022. Anthony Edwards went number one to the T-Wolves in 2020. And now there's a chance Charlie Condon, who was taking college baseball by storm, could be the number one overall pick in the MLB amateur draft in June. That's just wild as wild can get. Condon went from walk-on to leading college baseball in pretty much every offensive category. Here are the numbers to this point. Condon's hitting 459, 33 home runs, 69 RBIs in 47 games. He's got an on-base percentage of 558. He's slugging over 1,100 with an OPS of 1.673. Now, Condon, by the way, those numbers seem good. Condon is 6'6", about 220, and looks like he's still filling out into his man body. So there's a chance maybe he gets better and hasn't hit a ceiling yet as far as with the way his body's going to grow into more power. But back to the original point, I can't imagine this has ever happened. Like, is there an example? I bet if we look all time, there have been schools that have had the number one pick in all three of those drafts, maybe. But in 5 years, like, this speaks to the dominant run that this Georgia athletics program is having. Now, some of it's frustrating that Anthony Edwards and that team didn't do more in his freshman season at Georgia. But let's be clear, he's a very different player now, from body to overall game. He wasn't a great shooter then. Still, Georgia should have been at least an NCAA tournament team, but I don't want to get lost in that discussion. But it speaks to the, like, look at that. You want to brag about something in recruiting? Three number one picks in a five-year span? Trayvon Walker, who came virtually out of nowhere to be the number one pick for the Jags. Anthony Edwards came with a lot of acclaim, but I don't know that anybody predicted the number one pick. and here's Charlie Condon walk on to number one pick. These, my friends, would be the salad days of Georgia athletics across the board, and it just continues to get more impressive. All right, if you guys would do me the favor of hitting the subscribe button wherever it is you're listening, maybe you're a first timer, I thank you for that, or somebody who checks in occasionally, just to guarantee you get the pod waiting for you in your feed every morning at 10 a.m., hit that subscribe button right now. I'll talk to you later this afternoon at 2 o'clock on the radio on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.